Hello, I'm Walter Nelson, and I'll be talking about podcasting for goobers. I recently had a lively discussion at work at a meeting of our digital content interest group that boiled down to one of the attendees saying, podcasting is complicated, and me saying, oh, podcasting is easy. It then degenerated into a not terribly productive is-so, is-not loop. Well, perhaps I should put my money where my mouth is and just do a bloody podcast, and in the process, demonstrate how hard or easy it is, and perhaps help others who might be considering it find their way into the wonderful world of podcasting, even if, like me, you are a goober. So what's a podcast? It contains two essential elements. The first is a media file, either video or sound, which lives somewhere on the web. It has to have an address. If you type in a URL and up it pops, that part of the combination is present. I will talk about how to do that a little further down the road. The second part is an RSS feed. This is a file that sits on the internet somewhere, and like the media file has an address, it's in a format called XML. Step one, make an audio file. The solution I'm going to suggest is buy a Mac. I know you can do all this on a PC, but I really don't know how to do it on a PC. With the Mac, all the stuff to include a microphone, recording software, and MP3 encoder come delivered as standard equipment. The newer ones even have a built-in camera if you want to do a video podcast, but I won't go into that right now. I will work on the premise that you are satisfied with being a disembodied voice. So if you're a PC user, I suggest that you substitute whatever recording tools you have for the Mac tools I will discuss, and then you download iTunes to use as an MP3 encoder. It's free, and even a goober like me can use it. So, on your Mac, open GarageBand, open New Track, select Real Instrument, Basic Track, and then click on the red button to record. Then say your piece into the built-in microphone. I would suggest, unless you are really good at stream of consciousness or want to do many, many takes and do much cutting and pasting, that you start with a script. When you're done, stop and then go to Share, Export to iTunes. iTunes will then open. At this point, your file should pop up, but it won't. You will have to enter its name and search for it on iTunes. Type in the name in the search box. If you didn't name it before you exported it, it will be named My Song. Once you have selected it in iTunes, right-click or control-click on it, and select Get Info from the pull-down menu. Select the Info tab, and then fill in all the relevant information regarding title, artist, etc. Be sure to put where it came from in the comments box. You can also add artwork and various other bells and whistles, but I won't address that in this bare-bones guide. When you close the Get Info box, the changes are saved. Now, if you're planning to export your files from iTunes, you will have to tinker with the preferences, as the defaults will not be optimized for this activity. While on iTunes, select Preferences Advanced from the iTunes menu, then select Importing. Be sure it says Importing Using MP3 Encoder. If you are talking, you won't need a broad dynamic range, so select Setting Custom, and then select 64 kbps. This will make for a compact file. Be sure to switch it back, though, if you are ripping CDs, since it will mean that the files you get from the CDs will also have low resolution. Now, select your file, and from the right collect menu, select Convert Selection to MP3. This will make a copy of the track directly under the current track. Select this copy and drag and drop it onto your desktop. The sound file part of the process is now done. Step two, turn it into a podcast. This is the part that gets a little complicated, not because it's hard, but because there are so many ways to do it, and it's difficult to make blanket directions that cover all your choices. The bottom line, though, is that you need to upload this MP3 file to the web somehow. I will, however, have to assume that you have a way to post it to the web. If you don't, then you need to get one. Your internet service provider may already have that covered. If not, I would suggest typing Create a Free Website into Google and evaluate the choices that it gives you. Blogging is one of the best ways to do this. You may want to look in Google for Blogger and FeedBurner. Also, MySpace would offer you some options in this area as well. And the next step to a full podcast is to create an RSS feed. If you're blogging, you will have that probably covered. In fact, you're done. Congratulations. Also, there is no law that says you can't just post clickable audio content to the web and not set up an RSS feed. It is perhaps not a true podcast, but then most people don't understand RSS anyway. So you can actually rest on your laurels by just providing a link on your web page, MySpace page, or whatever, to your brilliant monologue. Now, a little bit about RSS. If you want to create an RSS feed, this will be something to which your adoring fans can subscribe and be informed the next time you decide to treat the universe to more of your musings. As I said, blogs create RSS feeds automatically. You can also use software like FeedBurner, or you can do it manually. If you're familiar with HTML, have a look at my RSS feed on my blog. If you want to make your own RSS feed, just substitute your URL, your file names, your item description, etc. from mine, and upload it to the web. Then link to it with a nice orange RSS button. Welcome, friend and fellow goober, to the wonderful world of podcasting. If I've lost you along the way, it's probably in the post to the web section. That, alas, is something that you will need to work out before you can do anything, podcast included. That can, perhaps, be the subject of a future post.